103.2 Dublin City FM. Friday, 3 p.m. Gardeners all over the world listening to The Sod Show with Peter Donegan.
Ooh, 103.2 Dublin City FM. This is The Sod Show with Brian and Peter. Good afternoon. Today on The Sod Show, we're going to the movies. Popcorn at the ready. What's that lumberjack doing over there? Yes, today on The Sod Show we're going to the cinema. More of that later. But first, this is The Sod Show, brought to you in association with our sponsors, greensacks.ie. Compostable bags for home and garden. Check them out on the interweb, www.greensacks.ie. I promised the cinema, that's where we're going today. Quilta, you might know them for forestry in Ireland. Quilta, spelled C-O-I-L-L-T-E, have decided, as they have 7% of the landmass of Ireland, to open it up to film, as a location for people to film on. It's a wonderful idea. Peter Donegan's gone out and spoken with Quilta, and the guys from O'Carroll Mulheron Services, OCMS, somewhere in the Shelburne Hotel. Peter Donegan's holding a microphone.
I'm Conor Mulheron, M-U-L-H-E-R-N, and I'm from OCMS, Ireland.
In short, for those of you listening at home, Quilta is the Irish Forestry Service. I hope I have that correct. And Connor's job, I suppose it's easier for you to explain why I am talking to you and what you are doing and what you do for a living.
Okay, well, today we're here at the Shelburne in Dublin for the launch of a partnership that our company, OCMS, has with Quilta. Now, Quilta are one of the biggest landowners in the country. They own about 445,000 hectares, or about 7% of the landmass of the country. So they've lots of forests, they've lots of properties, they've lots of interesting archaeological bits and pieces and car park infrastructure. And they want to maximise, as they do in every other aspect of their business, they want to maximise its potential. So you've got all your walking routes and mountain biking, they do forestry, they do telecoms. So our partnership is there to develop another string to their bow, which is film, television, and events on Quilta properties. And we're tasked then with marketing and promoting the Quilta portfolio to those industries. So we come from a background of film and TV location management. And when you're dealing with big companies, especially like Quilta, it can be hard to get to the right person. If you want to film on a Quilta property, in the past it's been hard to get to the right person through the various layers, or, you know, through the main telephone number. And film works at a very fast pace. So oftentimes, if someone's looking for a forest to film in, they might go to a private landowner just because they know they can pick up the phone and say, can we arrive on Wednesday and film for 2 days? So what we aim to do with our background in film and TV locations is streamline the whole process. We can interpret inquiries much easier than a Quilta employee. We can interpret inquiries from film and TV companies. We know what they're after, we know what they need, and we know that they work on this kind of 24/7 basis. So we're there all the time at the end of a mobile phone. We can pick up, we understand the kind of budgets that people are working with. And so it means that it takes a lot of the work away from distracting Quilta employees who may have had to deal with a film inquiry. And it means it's streamlined on the other end for the production companies, because they're talking to someone who understands their needs.
Is it fair to summarise it that Quilta employees, I don't want to speak in the greatest sense of it, but that their skills would be honed more towards the forestry side of things, and your expertise is, in short, in the film industry already?
Yeah. I mean, Quilta have a range of expertise, and they've got lots of different units. But I suppose film inquiries come on a kind of, you know, you may get lots of them one year and you might not hear from a film or TV company, you know, all through the rest of the next year. So they come when they come, and often it wouldn't make sense for a company to have someone dedicated to dealing with film and TV inquiries, but, and it would also distract from their own job that they're supposed to be doing. So now when an inquiry comes in, we can deal with it. We know the direct route to the right people to make the film happen. And our default kind of position with Quilche now is that the portfolio is open. If you want a film on Quilche land, the default answer will be yes. And then we'll do all our checks to see that, see if there's anything that might stand in the way of that, whether it be forest clearing or special areas of conservation or, you know, things like that. But really, it means that before, it was difficult to access the Quilche portfolio, although Quilche were one of the very good companies to deal with. But now we hope to streamline that whole process and make it really as easy as a phone call and obviously checks and balances and all the rest, but make it much easier to come and work on Quilche properties.
Is there a bit in between the 1 bazillion hectares, 7% of the entire country that they do own, that you got to see a lot of this? And in that same breath, I suppose there's an element of you being the contact for film people who want to come here. And you know, in my own head, I see gardens that haven't been made, you might say, in when I close my eyes. And if I'm a film person, do I call you and say, look, we're thinking of doing a horror, a comedy, a something, etc. This is the picture we have, and you go, I have the perfect location for you. Does that mean that you have to know every inch of the 7% of Ireland, or have you got to see a lot more of it, and will you ever get to see it all?
I don't think we can ever hope to see all of what Quilche have. I think there's 6,084 properties. We have seen a lot of them over the past 6 months. And people will come to us and ask for suggestions. And that's why the website is great, because without leaving your desk, you can go and have a flick through a forest and you'll get a feel for the kind of type of forest it is, you know, whether it suits your horror movie or whether it suits your, you know, medieval setting or whatever it may be.
That they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
And it's all because of me that we're here now. Hungry, cold, and hunted.
Mark Foley, Managing Director of Quilche Enterprise.
Mark, the company that I suppose employs you is Quilche. Do you want to explain to those outside of Ireland, first of all, what Quilche is, what it means, and what you do for a living as part of that company?
Okay, Quilche is a commercial semi-state company, 25 years old this year. Its origins are in forestry. We own 7% of the landmass of Ireland and about 50% of Ireland's forested estate. And the company produces forest products, 2.5 million cubic metres of forest products annually. The company has developed over the last 25 years and has two additional businesses. It manufactures MDF and OSB panel boards in two manufacturing plants, one in Clonmel and one in Waterford. And it makes sustainable building, sustainable products for the construction industry, primarily in the UK and in Northern Europe. And we have a third business, which is called Quilche Enterprise, which is the business I lead. And our job is to take this wonderful land asset at our disposal, as I said, 7% of Ireland, and deploy it for other commercial purposes other than forestry, but in a way that doesn't conflict with our forestry activities.
In short, 7%, I'm trying to take that in. 7% of the size of, it's 1 million acres is 7% is what you're saying to me. To put it in context, if people are listening to this again in the UK, I know we've listeners in the States, Australia, et cetera, and podcast, and you take a look at Ireland and it does look like a little bit of a dot, and you can hone in on Google Maps or one of those things and you can see how many counties or what county would be the size of what you own?
Yeah, 7% of Ireland probably equates to the size of a large county, probably bigger than Dublin itself.
So definitely not Sligo or Leitrim or somewhere small like that. And the other side of it, I mean, I've stayed down by, oh God, where was it? Down where Trinity Island and Castle Island is, down around Sligo and Roscommon and Lochkey Forest Park, which is one of your own. I mean, it is absolutely stunning. We really do have some massive jewels in our crown. You know, is it a case of on today's launch that that's what you're trying to showcase via the film industry?
Yeah, just before I answer that, let me tell you, Quilt Enterprise, what we do with the land, some of the things, exciting things we've been doing with the land in the last 2 decades is, firstly, a lot of our land has been deployed for renewable energy, so wind farms. So today, 40% of today's wind farms are on land originally owned by Quilta. And in the, between now and the end of the decade, Quilta will build about 15% of Ireland's new generating capacity for wind. Other deployment of the land is telecommunications infrastructure. We were the single biggest contributor to the rural broadband scheme. So there's houses from North Donegal to Southwest Kerry that have broadband today, courtesy of infrastructure the Quilta has deployed on its remote sites. And then land, just the core land itself. We've been involved in providing land solutions for infrastructure, say for roads, for tourism-related projects, for sporting facilities like GAA clubs, etc. And today is an extension of that land ambition, where one of our employees 2 years ago came up with the notion, why can't our land be used in films? The film industry in Ireland is extremely vibrant. It has bucked the recession. We have over 6,000 properties and some of the most magnificent sites in the country, and not just forested, but general sites. And we came up with the idea of, why can't we take this wonderful offering to market in a very proactive way and not wait for people to knock on our door? So we launched a partnership with an expert location manager company, management company called OCMS. And today, their expertise and our assets are jointly being brought to the world stage through a website and a marketing initiative to say, we in Quilta are open for business to use these wonderful assets for the next generation of big ticket movie productions.
What is the worth of the film industry to Ireland? And outside of that, I mean, I know from talking to the lads in Glasnevin Cemetery Museum, they were telling me that they had somebody call in and ask for where Julia Roberts is buried. And there is an, I jest in saying that, and there is a kind of a half joke there, but at the same token, there is, to give an example of the effect that film can have on a country as small as Ireland and as beautiful as Ireland, it's more than just the film worth. It's the additional, it's the tourism, it's the knock-on effect as well, is it?
Well, some interesting statistics. The industry, I believe, turns over a couple of hundred million a year. So that's a sizable business in its own right. It employs, I believe, 6,000 plus people. But you take an example of something like The Vikings, which was produced in Ireland, substantially shot around the Ashford area of County Wicklow. The hundreds of people working on that set, they have to be accommodated, they have to be fed, they're injecting cash into the local economy and bringing life to small towns and villages during the period of production. Another fascinating statistic is apparently 1 in 5 tourists who come to Ireland are excited by having seen Irish in some film context. They've seen a movie where Ireland was in and said, I want to go there. I've seen this place. This place looks exciting. So that's a statistic coming out of Board Forge. So it's much more than just the industry itself. It's the spin-off effects. It's the tourism. And of course, it's Brand Ireland. Brand Ireland is being, cinema is a global business, and Brand Ireland is being propagated around the world when a production is made here.
The website itself, for those who want to take a look at it, is called?
QuiltaOnFilm.ie, which sets out at your fingertips the what, the where, beautiful photographs of all of the sites that are at our disposal, fully catalogued, and it allows somebody in Hollywood today to be looking at some of the wonderful sites here in Ireland and thinking about their potential deployment in the next big blockbuster coming out of the United States.
Are you living in Dublin yourself? Do you live, have you travelled around? Do you go on holiday in Ireland? Do you do that?
Yeah, I mean, I live actually, of late I now live in Wicklow. As I formerly lived in Dublin, I now live in Wicklow. Since I was a child, my dad used to bring us to the Wicklow Mountain, so I feel I've known Wicklow all my life. I like to holiday in Ireland and I like to holiday abroad. I was recently in Achill for the new year, which was absolutely beautiful. I'm very fond of the west of Ireland and I'm very fond of West Cork and Kerry. So I think Ireland has huge amount to offer from a holiday perspective.
When you go away on holiday with the kids and the family and the clan, and you say, right, well, there's a beautiful forest up around the corner, they go, oh, for God's sake, Dad, not this again. Oh, no, not another forest. We get forest for breakfast, we get forest for lunch, forest when you come home from work. Now we're going on holidays to another forest. Do you get an element of that?
Well, I think my sons are all grown up. They're all in their late, they're all in their 20s. But I think I have instilled in them a real appreciation of the beauty of nature. And I look forward to when they've got kids and they're bringing their children back to the mountains. And hopefully, maybe I'll be a grandfather someday, walking one of them in one of Quilta's forests into the future.
You noted there briefly the beautiful website, the photographs, that if somebody, a producer in Hollywood, was looking at it, and you know, they can see that in their head and they're kind of going, that's a place I would love to... I can picture my next film going there. When you were going through the website yourself for the first time, the photographs, did you spot a couple of gems where you kind of went, where's that one? Hold on a sec. I've got to go there. I'm going to go there with Auntie or cousin or Mary or Jim. I literally have to see this place. And again, if you've ever seen the Giant's Causeway, to use an example that everybody knows, during sunset, it is majestically beautiful. Did you get one of them?
Two places come to mind. The beauty of Galway, we've got Ard na Gaoithe. That's A-R-D space N-A space G-A-O-I-T-H-E. Beautiful forested area overlooking the ocean. Beautiful view of the Atlantic Ocean. One of the most beautiful places on earth. And closer to home for people who are in the Dublin area, you have the wonderful Avondale House, the former home of Charles Stewart Purnell. My father used to take me there as a child, and I hadn't been there for in over a decade when Quilta's new initiative reminded me of the beauty of that ancestral home of Charles Stewart Purnell, the River Walk, some of the most beautiful trees, hardwood trees in Ireland, and there's many, many more. Go and look up quiltonfilm.ie and explore it for yourself.
On the one hand, you're talking about turnover for the film industry. On the other hand, there is a point where we get to showcase Ireland en masse to the absolute world through the potential films that are about to air. The places, again, we'll take the example of the producer in Hollywood saying, I have to shoot my film there. What does that place look like? Well, now I've got it right at my fingertips. The other side of it is I'm gauging that Quilta would earn a few bob for this or charge for this service. Is that a fair question to ask or a fair suggestion?
Absolutely, because look, we don't apologise. We're a commercial company. We exist because of our ability to sell it. The product from our forest, to sell our panel boards and to get involved in land-related businesses. And it's reasonable for us, if we're putting these assets, you know, and making them available to the industry, that we're properly remunerated for same. We don't know how much money this is going to generate. It'll certainly generate tens of thousands. I'd like to think and hope it'll generate hundreds of thousands and may even hit the million mark. I don't know. This is a new adventure for us. We've done the market research. Time will tell. We have a full-time film liaison officer now on the team. Time will tell. But our ambition is to make reasonable and a fair return from putting these assets at the disposal of the industry.
In a world gone a little bit nutty, and we don't say the R word on this show at all, it's barred by myself. Brian would say it in secret back in studio. But in a world gone mad, you kind of have a nice story where is it fair to say a semi-state body, is that correct, is kind of putting its own thinking cap on and starting to generate its own few bob based on an asset that would have been sitting there, I won't say doing nothing, I mean it would have been, you know, forestry is, that's what I dream of, instead of counting sheep I count trees at night time, as everybody would know, but is it just really damn smart of you doing what you're doing?
I mean, we started a number of years ago a whole process around innovation, and we asked our staff to come up with ideas. And a staff member in Castle Island in Kerry, and I think it's a wonderful story, came up with the idea 2.5 years ago that maybe we should look at films. Did the research off his own bat, did almost an encyclopedia of research, and said, why can't we do this? And I think this is an example. If you have the right culture in your organisation, whether you're a state company or whether you're a private company, if good ideas can get to the surface, can be backed by management and be given a shot, that's the type of culture we try to create in Quilta, an innovative culture. The fact that we're state-owned shouldn't mean we're not innovative and we're trying to generate new sources of income. And ultimately, pay back to the state in the form of a dividend what their entitlement is as we create more value in the company.
Can I ask you the name of the Quilcher employee who came up with the suggestion?
I can indeed. James Beasley, who's from Castle Island in County Kerry. He's been over 30 years in Quilter, started his career in forestry. And again, another example of Quilter's, the flexible approach in Quilter, came over into the enterprise business a number of years ago as a career development opportunity and has taken it like a duck to water and is really the great brains behind this launch today.
Did he get a pat in the back, a T-shirt, a medal, a little trophy for his mantelpiece for the wonderful suggestion? And it is a very wonderful one that I do applaud genuinely.
He did. We run a scheme in Quilter which we call Quilter Plus Awards, and it is, we try to recognise in a very formal and appropriate way when staff come up with good ideas. Our innovation programme, for example, this year in Quilter Enterprise, 4 major new ideas have been created this year. And our ambition in 2014 is another 4 ideas. So Jim was one of those ideas, and Jim has been rightfully recognised and has been the recipient of an award for germinating that idea.
Well, credit where it's due. It's a nice story, and it's nice that the gentleman who came up with the idea, it's not that he is highlighted because he came up with the best one in the history of Quilcher. It's just he is one of 4, and on this day he has been applauded for the suggestion that he came up and has gone into fruition today. Is that a fair way to put it?
Absolutely, absolutely. He's the original brainchild, and then another member of staff had the notion, well, why don't we get a partner? And you know, that's what we're about. We're very proud of the innovation culture we've developed in Quilter. It's too easy for people maybe to be less than complimentary about the state sector and think that, you know, that it's very bureaucratic, etc. Quilter is anything but that. It's very commercial and a very exciting place to work.
Excellent. For more information, if you want to go and see what the lads are doing, the website is quilcheonfilm.ie. You should go there. You should take a look. We'll have the links for this, the Twitter accounts who will respond to you up on sodshow.com. We'll have all of the show notes up there. In the meantime, thank you so much for your time. It's been an absolute pleasure.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
What a wonderful idea. Have you got any films that you'd like to see made here in Ireland, in the forests of Ireland, in some of the wonderful woodland that we have? Your thoughts and ideas to the Twitter address @sodshow, facebook.com/thesodshow, and you can also reach us on email info@sodshow.com. All the back catalogue of the shows, www.sodshow.com. Where in Ireland would you like, where have you seen that maybe Quilter controlled and could have a film filmed at it? And what films, even ones that have been made before, just send us in some suggestions that could have been made in Ireland or should have been made in Ireland, or anything that is to be made into a film that you're thinking about. We'd love to hear. I always wanted to play this on the Sod Show, and you know what, maybe I even did play this one before. If we ever had Quilter on, I said I'd play it, so we've had them on. This is a song from The Cure called A Forest, but it's a cover version. It's Natasha Khan, better known as Bat for Lashes, played here in Dublin in 2013 alongside Blur at the Royal Hospital Comenum. This is A Forest.
Closer and see into the trees, follow the girl while you can. Closer and see into the dark. Just follow your eyes, just follow your eyes.
Bat for Lashes on 103.2 Dublin City FM. This is The Sod Show, at Sod Show on Twitter, The Sod Show on Facebook, www.sodshow.com on the internet if you want to get in touch. Next week, The Sod Show goes to Cork. Yes, indeed, we will be in Cork recording and broadcasting to you next week. Don't miss it. Some really good stuff coming up. Our microphones will be switched on all weekend, capturing stuff for you. Until next Friday at 3 p.m, on behalf of Peter, this is Brian Green saying, stop the press. Katrina Redmond has joined The Sod Show. Yes, indeed. We are delighted to welcome Katrina to the team, and you'll be hearing more from her on the airwaves real soon on The Sod Show. With thanks to our sponsors, greensacks.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. If you want some greensacks, they're in the supermarket. Check them out on the internet, www.greensacks.ie. Until next Friday at 3, do take care. Bye-bye.